Welcome to the Pilsner episode of A Bunch of Stuff You Should Know About Beer. I'm your host, Curtis Taylor. And before we get started with this episode, I want to let you know that anytime you see a pop-up graphic like that one right there, that it's probably a link back to my website or to one of the many sources I used for this video. Now, let's get back to the Pilsner edition of A Bunch of Stuff You Should Know About Beer. Pilsen is located about 75 miles southwest of Prague near the German border, and it's nestled in a mountain valley at the confluence of two rivers in what is now known as the Czech Republic. Pilsen's location, the geology, and the agricultural diversity all played an important role in the development of this iconic beer. Pilsen was like many successful cities in the Middle Ages. It had walls built around it to protect it from sieges, but more importantly, for Pilsners anyway, is that tunnels were dug underneath the city to store provisions and food so that the people of Pilsen could survive any extended siege. In between the plagues and the marauding armies, the people of Pilsen kept brewing the same beer that they had been brewing well into the 1800s. Until unsanitary conditions caused widespread brewery infections. The beer supply had become so infected that local officials staged a protest in 1835 by dumping out barrels of sour beer in the street. It was a successful protest, and it demonstrated the lengths the people of Pilsen would go to for a good beer. The protest worked, and the people of Pilsen started building a state-of-the-art brewery in 1838 called Burger Brewery. Roughly translated into English, this means the people's brewery. This brewery incorporated all kinds of Industrial Revolution innovations, such as indirect kilning, yeast strain identification, transportation, and refrigeration. All of these innovations played an important role in the growth of Pilsner. So now, the people of Pilsen had this brand spanking new brewery, but they needed a brewer who knew how to use all these innovations, so they set out on what is surely one of the best known headhunting missions in brewery history when they went to Bavaria to find their new brewmaster. That's where they met Joseph Grohl. Joseph Grohl came from a brewing family himself and had established himself as a talented brewer as well. Grohl spent the next 3 years of his life in Pilsen developing and brewing Pilsner Urquell. Because Pilsen is located in a valley with these two mountain-fed rivers, Grohl had all the water he could use at his disposal. As you know, water is one of the most important ingredients in beer, and it's Pilsen's ultra-soft water that helped the subtle malt flavors and the hop profiles shine through in the brewing process. The local barley Grohl used was low in nitrates, which can cause haze, and it's full of a sweet, bready flavor. New advances in kilning meant that maltsters could produce an evenly dried malt as light as the brewer wanted without it being covered up by any smoky flavors. Combination of low haze and lightly kilned grains helped Grohl produce a crystal clear, golden beer. The trifecta of the local ingredients was found in the hops. Saaz hops have a spicy herbal aroma with a flavor that's reminiscent of white pepper and freshly cut grass. Their assertive bitterness dries out the palate and leaves you yearning for another drink. Yeast is the only original Pilsner ingredient that wasn't local, and Grohl brought that with him from Bavaria. Lager yeast takes longer to ferment than ale yeast does, but it does a really great job of eating all the available sugars, which eliminates fruity esters and leaves a clean, crisp profile that helps the subtle malt flavors and the hop profile shine through. Remember those tunnels we talked about just a little bit ago? You know, the ones that helped Pilsen survive nearly 600 years of sieges? Well, it turns out they're perfect for lagering beer, too. Historically, after the initial fermentation, Pilsners were transferred into kegs or casks and then put into these tunnels for long-term storage, which allowed the yeast to continue its fermentation, but it also helped to clarify the beer, giving Pilsner one of its most iconic characteristics, its brilliant golden clarity. The beer world hasn't been the same since that fateful day in 1842 when Grohl brewed the very first Pilsner. Since then, brewers from around the world have attempted to recreate the magic of Pilsner. Unfortunately, most of those are just hollow, watered-down, adjunct-filled shells of their former selves. The good news is that many local craft breweries are once again embracing this wonderful beer style, which means you shouldn't have to go very far to bask in the glow of a well-made Pilsner near you. Cheers.